This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory.
Glory. Glory.
Oh.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I have no clue what it is that you're doing at 11 o'clock. Whatever it is that you do, though, I'm happy that you're doing that, You are doing that do with me. It really is election time, I must tell you. Can I say to you that I don't know why we need all of these posters everywhere, but I'm guessing somehow some smart people in a room have come to a conclusion that that convinces people to vote. That is a whole lot of lawn signs. Like, I mean, we're not even putting them in places where they are strategic anymore. We're kind of just putting them out there. It almost looks like a race to who can put out the most. I will say this morning, though, that I've seen the race is completely or has officially started. I've seen the first DNA lawn sign this morning. It appeared at the roundabout, the big chicken roundabout. You know, Bahamians, we don't ever give anything a name around here, so it's the big chicken roundabout. If you're heading north, you will see principally positioned, right where your eye could see it as you're heading down the hill, a specket of green. That is the DNA's lawn sign. So the race is now a three-way race. It is official. It is officially a three-way race. We will see what happens between the Free National Movement, Progressive Liberal Party, and, of course, the Democratic National Alliance. Outside of that, though, I think I'm going to write me a Dare Pakisha letter this morning on air, because the woman has obviously sat in the seat of power and has gone completely mad. There is a video circulating on social media. And, you know, I'm beginning to wonder. I say this with the greatest level of respect to women. I say this with the greatest level of respect to people. But I must say it nonetheless. Right? I watched the video by Pakisha yesterday. Pakisha Parker, the Honorable Minister of Disaster. And quite honestly, I think the video represents, in my mind, an embodiment of the disappointment that Bahamians have in women in the executive tapestry of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. She is exactly the kind of disappointment that I think Bahamian people found or consider when they think about female representation at the executive level. Don't believe me? Check the record. Bahamians typically do not vote for females, women. Let me not call them females because, you know, there's the feminist movement afoot that somehow thinks that that's a derogatory term now, and I don't understand how are they feminist if the word female is derogatory. Shouldn't they be womanist, right? But anyway, so when you see people like Pakisha Parker, the Honorable Minister of Disaster, make the kind of utterances that she made last evening, and of course in her own personal social media, you must wonder, are the Bahamian people on to something, when they have feelings of pensiveness about the inclusion of women in the tapestry of the executive. And do people like Bekisha Barker do anything to kind of relieve us or relax that anxiety that we have in that regard? And I want to tell you, the video yesterday gave a resounding no, they do not. As a matter of fact, she was exactly that, a disaster. And she pales only in comparison to her predecessor in office. I think we've had, over the course of the last 5 years, two of the absolutely most worst ever representation of women in the executive of the Bahamas. I cannot recall, in my mind's view, a woman in cabinet that has been more cataclysmic in their deportment and presentation. I mean, the woman says she hopes that we can get the hurricane shelter completed. She hopes that we can get the domes up and erected. She hopes. This is the woman single-handedly responsible for the direction of the policy, I might add. She is the minister with the portfolio. And I know you're going to say, oh, she's the minister of state. She's not a portfolio-holding minister. My foot. She is the minister of disaster in the office of the prime minister, which makes the prime minister the substantive minister for that portfolio. But, I mean, let's be serious now. The prime minister isn't the minister with responsibility. It's her. And I don't know. I tell people, I don't pray about nothing work could fix. You only need prayer when human limitation has been arrived. So I don't need a minister to tell me what they are hoping for or praying for, because I simply need that minister to give me policy if it is something that his policy or her policy-making ability can affect. So I'm going to let you hear from the Minister of Disaster. And then we're going to write us a Dear Bekisha letter. Because I struggle. I want you all to know this. I do not have an addiction to things in life. One of the things I do struggle with, though, is the use of profane language. Somehow, I can't avoid it in some instances. And when I hear from people like Bekisha Barker, the Honorable Minister of Disaster, last evening, suddenly I was overtaken by the spirit of my praying Church of God grandmother. Right? And don't get on me about cussing, because Paul says, behold, thou had given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to buffet me so I could stay humble. So I feel like the reason I can't stop cussing is because God know I would be cocky and arrogant if I was perfect. So he gave me something to struggle with, right? And that's the thing, right there. And so as I was enraged with fury listening to this hogwash, I wanted to cuss so bad. And then I felt the spirit of Joycelyn Miller just descend from on high and just soothe my spirit, must be. Because you know something, if I mind you all, I will die of a bleeding ulcer. Because you all have to, I can't figure this out. Anyway, so let me let you hear it and see if you are as equally enraged as I am. Right? But you know something, it ain't nothing like when you had a praying Grammy Alley. Sometimes you had a praying Grammy, even after she dead and gone, you still feel the prayers bathing over you. Because if I mind these people, they may ask me speak in my third language, because I speak English, Creole, and foul language. All right? So, the Honorable Minister of Disaster, Bekisha Barker.
I am going to take off my politician hat just for about maybe a minute or so. You may say that's impossible, but I think it is. I am a wife, I am a mother, I am a Bahamian. Now, the general elections are set for September 16th. The bell has been rung. The question I would ask myself as a Bahamian going to the polls is simple. Was the government of the day effective in its management? Governments will always have issues, challenges, difficulties, what have you. They will always have to work harder, smarter, be more innovative as the years go on. But in the wake of what we experience, Hurricane Dorian, Category 5 hurricane, NAV experience in the region, as well as the COVID pandemic, did the government of the Bahamas effectively manage our nation? As a Bahamian, I say yes.
And so you hear her say she's taking off her politician hat for a minute, and she believes it's quite possible because she's a wife, a mother, and a Bahamian. Well, dear Pakisha, is it okay if I refer to you as Pakisha? I understand that you are a wife, a mother, and a Bahamian. Notwithstanding your absolute utterance of nonsense, I believe you may be a wonderful wife, mother, and Bahamian. However, I regret to inform you that in short course, added to your list and CV will also be an unemployed person. And as of May 16th, 2021, you will be a wife, a mother, a Bahamian, and most recently added, an unemployed person. Where do you people get the idea that you can, that while in public office, you can bloviate? That while you hold a position that the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas pay you a salary, give you an insurance, and a car with free gas, tire, license, and insurance, that you could just sit in the front of a camera and talk nonsense. Where do you get the unmitigated gall from to tell me that what we ought to measure you by is the government's response in the pandemic and in these difficult times? Well, let me tell you what the response has been. First, y'all promised us $6.4 million in dome construction. And then a year after that, you delivered none of them, right? And then almost a year after that, I think you delivered about 100 of them. And then somewhere in between there, y'all decided that y'all needed to figure out whether or not we were going to proceed with the domes, right? And then now, which is what, 2 years later, y'all still haven't constructed the shelter. Where will the people go? In case you don't know, every day I turn on my TV and look at the weather channel, somebody look at, they throwing these hurricanes past the Bahamas in, like frisbees, right? Yet the people of Abaco have absolutely no idea where they will go but to the Lord should a hurricane does what the last one did. The domes was a scatterbrain idea. Notwithstanding that, we would have let you get away with it because we understand sometimes necessity breeds situations that we are not comfortable with, but they are necessary. And so I would have been comfortable with people living in domes. You didn't deliver. Now, you as the minister with portfolio says, you are hopeful that we could finish some sort of a shelter by the end of summer. Well, I don't know what you got to hope for if you are the minister with the portfolio. You could tell the fella with the shovel when to start digging. You, ma'am, suggest that this Free National Movement government, and I tote no water for the Progressive Liberal Party, but I will pay money to watch men pontificate. But it causes the taste of bile at the back of my throat to listen to them bloviate. You then turn around, after not building the domes, after not erecting the shelter, and you let millions of dollars worth of stuff just rotten in a container. Oh, I'm not sure if they're rotten, but of course, natural cause will take place. They are perishable items, and eventually they will perish. What do you mean we ought to use the handling of this administration. By your own admission, the only person that should be left after the general election as a member of this government is the Queen. And that is only because her seat is interchangeable. She's PLP and FNM. Because y'all botch the Governor General. Let's not forget that before his ascension to his excellencyship, there was a leaked video by the now Governor General about his appointment that ought to have been something that no one knew. Because he was just so titillated to tell people about how he had gotten the rapture-like call. You forget the handling of that? Are you forgetting that we have a Minister of Health that has told us we would be at herd immunity by the summer? Summer start, the 20th, is it June? We, 2 months later in August, summer almost over. We almost in fall. And rather than being at herd immunity, all we have is record-breaking hospital numbers. Low oxygen numbers. If you're asking me to calculate it based on your formula, Minister of Disaster, I am telling you, God save the Queen, because she could be the only one left if we use your formula. And so, man, you have to not be insulting to the intelligence of people, man. Brenzel Road gets up in the House of Assembly, tells me y'all spent $200 million. Then y'all post signs that say y'all spent $177 million. Now I don't know which one of the numbers to believe. And if we did spend $200 or $177 million, I want to say this is the biggest hodgepodge cluster bump I have ever seen for a hundred. And is this what $177 million worth of confusion look like? Minister of Disaster? I don't understand. What is it that you people go for? And so, add it to your CV. It is my prayer. See, because I could pray. I don't have no policy direction. So I have to hope and pray. It is my prayer that as of the 15th or 16th or 7th, matter of fact, I kind of want them to fire you from the pre-poll. That added to your curriculum vitae of wife, mother, and Bahamian is going to be unemployed politician. Because y'all are unapologetic with this nonsense. Anyway, that's my music. I don't know. I go into the break. When I get back, y'all can let me know what y'all think. Leave it in my Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm on your radio, so it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock, and that means I'm unleashed. We'll be back after the break.
It is never easy to witness nature's wrath. One single named path of destruction over the course of a few hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, can change your life forever. When a hurricane strikes, be prepared. Let the insurance professionals at J.S. Johnson protect you, your property, and the ones you love. Be prepared. Visit the insurance experts at jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Hello, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I was born and raised in Centerville, in the heart of the valley, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm a proud Bahamian. I've been fortunate to represent the great people of Elizabeth for the last 5 years. It has always been my dream to serve my country, and I have been involved in the political process on the front line since 2009. I am very, very proud of the support of my family, who have been with me from the beginning and who are still with me to this day. In particular, my wife, Larika, and all of my children, and actually there's quite a few of them. I'm actually a cardiovascular surgeon. What that means is I take on the sickest people with the biggest problems every day. And so for me, the political process to deal with the challenges facing our country is pretty much par for the course. It's what I do every day. I am happy to be a part of the great team of the Free National Movement under the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis. We are indeed Elizabeth Strong.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And so since I didn't mean to the break, I had some water. I tell you all, every now and again, the spirit of Joycean has visited me. And then I just have to hold, grab a hold of myself. The numbers are 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259. They say I say that too fast every time I say it, so I will say it again. My numbers, they are 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796, right? And so, you know, you guys know that I don't really watch TV, but I got a lot of TV stuck in my head. I don't really know how that happened, right? And after I listened to the Minister of Disaster last night, you can call, feel free to give me a call. After I listened to the minister last night, I instantly something popped into my head. It was the scene from a Tyler Perry movie, right? And I feel like for the rest of the time between now and election, every morning I wake up, I have to just watch this on my phone to keep me from cussing around this place. And it had to be Joycelyn that dropped this in my spirit because I don't watch TV. But somehow I remember that in passing one day, I went to see my grandmother when she was alive, God rest her soul. I remember she was watching this, or this was on the TV. Let me know if she was watching this because all she ever watched was TBN. But this was on the TV, and instantly this dropped into my spirit. This is how I know it had to be Joyce, right? Instantly this dropped into my spirit. So I'm gonna play it so that you all know what keeping me calm, what keeping me calm around this place, all right?
Please help me on my journey. Oh, Lord, help me on my way. Singing, oh, oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
What is it?
Shh.
That's weird.
They're singing Mama Rose's favorite song.
She still knows when to show up.
Tonight, say, oh, oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. I said, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey.
On my way,
yeah.
Oh, oh Lord, I want you to help me. I didn't know that I can cuss y'all.
While I'm waiting,
I want you to help me, Lord.
Me.
Okay?
Saying
while I'm waiting, Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, help me on my journey. I don't mean to curse these people, but I can't help it. Lord, I need you to help me. Other than that, these people can cause me to develop an answer, and I really don't want that, all right? So if you're, so you who know the virtue of prayer and all the things that prayer could do, I want you all to pray for me as well. Because I you know, the 16th isn't very far. But the more I consider this, the more I don't want the ignorance to be this heavy. It's too much for me. And I see somebody saying that all of the things that I said about a woman, I could say about a man. I'm going to get to that in a couple of seconds. But let me finish getting my prayer out of the way. Okay? I want you to help me, Lord. Help me on my journey. Lord, help me on my way. Because that's the only way I could deal with these people. Lord. Oh, Lord. Please help me. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. You're on. Hey, caller.
I'm glad, morning.
When this life is over.
Life is over. You'll fly away.
I'll fly away, oh glory.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
I look good. Each morning I rise, I look forward to seeing because his promise is sure. Mm-hmm. All the problems that I went to speak with.
Yeah.
For him to move them.
If you know what the book say, the promises of the Lord are yes and amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and he's awesome, man.
Yeah.
He's awesome, you know. He give me a song to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the so give him praise. Just worship him, you know.
Yeah.
I call for the real part of that. We've got some folks that think that power belongs to them. They can't even handle power.
Mm-hmm.
And once it comes with the power, that's when they run.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't give you an answer. They tell you they're going to get a report. No report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all of a sudden they like microphones, but they don't like questions.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this crucial part, as much as I wanted it to come about, it came place. Now you've got to see.
Mm-hmm.
No? But go. Thank you, Lima.
Appreciate you very much. 323-623-2325. 4316-325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. Y'all ain't got to take my word for it, you know. Let me give you all some dates to go check. Prime Minister Minnis says domes will cost $6.4 million. That was October 10, 2019. Y'all could go Google these stories. Government considering scrapping plan to erect more domes. That was the Nassau Guardian. That would have been the 16th of June, 2021. I tell you, this government has schizophrenia, it appears to me. The other one is hopes for completion of $1.8 million Abaco Center shelter by summer's end. And that is June 16, 2021. All right. And those stories are all about the Minister of Disaster. They are about her. So when you ask me, how was the government's handling? I tell you all, if I mind you all, by the time we finish on election day, we could be singing God Save the Queen again, because I might write her a letter and tell her, dear Your Majesty, it is your justice of the peace. The Negroes that you have left in charge are incorrigible and appear incapable, largely incompetent, and possibly inept. It is with this in mind, Your Majesty, as I am one of your most ardent justices of the peace, it is therefore my duty. I am duty bound to keep good peace, your good peace, Your Majesty, law and order. To this end, I regret, Your Majesty, to inform that you must come back because the Negroes have completely frittered this opportunity away forever in allegiance to Your Majesty, Levin Miller, Justice of the Peace. If I mind this woman on this Facebook talking this nonsense, that's what can happen. I can write a letter to the Queen. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, soldier.
Hey, what's up?
Berenice Johnson. There's a national major security breach with the U.S. Embassy. That will, this entire this election in a tailspin. You are aware of the withdrawal of Kenneth Smith, are you?
Yes.
Okay. That is the major breach against the U.S. Embassy on January 7th, 2020. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
I guess. Okay. There you have it. Berenice Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I'm glad Berenice opened that door, though, because over the weekend also what happened was the candidate for South Andros, what is his name? Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith has decided that he is going to bow out. He's no longer going to be the FNM's candidate. And they have replaced him with a fellow that I can't even find on Google, as a matter of fact, D'Angelo Ferguson. He was nominated and selected as one of the top 41 millennials in the whole Bahamas. And I continue to tell you all, I don't know how these people just get on these lists, boy. But I don't know him to be someone from South Andros, as far as my sources have alluded. I don't know why they pick him in South Andros. I see people are saying that at least the FNM has allowed air torch bearers to run in elections. then my question would be, why not let the chairman of the Torchbearers or the president or whatever his little title is to run? Because, you know, he's probably the most name recognized among them. He's someone that's been around public policy. You know, he's been a child of politics for all of his life. If you're going to pick a torchbearer, then I imagine that would be the one that you'd pick, notwithstanding. They've gone with Mr. Ferguson. I have not been able to search his name in Google. I've tried all weekend. I Googled him and Googled him and Googled him, and he doesn't pop up. There's another one that pops up that had some case in the appeals court, etc. And so I don't know. So if you all know who Mr. Ferguson is, y'all please call me and tell me, because I have no clue who he is. That aside, I don't know what would make a candidate drop out of the race 3 weeks before it was called after contesting the seat for 6 months, unless I was shot in the head. I can't imagine what other medical emergency could make me leave. And I think he has a serious situation. If the man say he has medical issues, then I'm not going to sit here and question him. I am just thinking from the mind of Levin, right? And the Gospel According to Levin says that if I had already campaigned for 6 months, paid for the paraphernalia, had the t-shirts printed, have my picture on all the signs, and the election is in 3 weeks, oh, y'all could bury me in a state funeral because I could be the honorable by the time as whatever this is catch up with me. And unless I had a gunshot wound to the head, I couldn't see me bowing out of the race. I can't think about any other medical emergency that would have come up. All right, while I'm at it, let me send a shout out to my granddaddy, because I talked to my grandmother just now, and I feel so bad. I haven't gone to see my granddaddy. He's 96. I haven't been and seen him for a while, but I know he listens to me every single morning. So to my granddaddy, the Reverend Levin Kelson Miller, right? He is my wonderful granddaddy at 96 years old. And I haven't been going to see him because COVID is very real. And I am somebody that is an ambassador to the inner city, and I do not want to be the cause of my grandfather contracting COVID-19, if in fact I am capable of doing that. And so that is me practicing my cautiousness, right? And I invite you all to do the same thing because it is very serious. Wash your hands, wear your mask, stay away from the old people, call them on the phone. If you get a chance to be on radio, send them a shout out. So to my granddaddy, Bishop Levin Miller, good morning, sir. That is my shout out to you. And to my friend Percy Miller. He ain't no relation. We just happen to both be local community watering hole ambassadors together. He's my deputy ambassador, actually. Let's take a phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, Yuan. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I think Mr. Smith saw the handwriting on the wall and he decided to save himself.
But we have to go by his account. His account is that, or the account is that he has some emergency. And
yes, I think it is a medical emergency because, you know, I would have probably...
You're barely breaking down in a medical emergency now.
But what I called to say is the former Minister of Preparedness and Natural Disaster is a total disaster herself, because I've been preaching for almost 2 years on WhatsApp and on the radio. Why can't they build two domes in Abaco and Grand Bahama before the hurricane season? Okay, mm-hmm. This is the second hurricane season. I mean, this is another hurricane season. And you mean one hurricane shelter can't be completed? My God, they could do better than this, man.
Yeah, but she says she hopes. She hopes.
I tell you this: if she gets one wound, she gets a lot. Have a nice day.
Appreciate your caller. 323-623-2325-4316. Oh, would you look at this? I just got a message on the red phone, right? And it says that he is from South Andros. He graduated 2 years, I don't know, 2 years from what? From South Andros High. And he is the son of two Androsians. Well, there you have it. And he is also nominated as one of the top 48 millennials in the Bahamas. I don't know how you get on them lists, but there is a list of that sort. This one here says, Oh, Lord, help us indeed. Don't totally blame Ms. Parker, her boss, and control. What is this? Don't totally blame Ms. Parker. Her boss is in control and finance. This is not English. The prime minister, And let's be the change we need to see, not backslide or go back to the queen. Please correct your narrative. I don't know, boy. These fellas who in charge, sometimes they make me miss, you know, Elizabeth Regina. I'll tell you that much. And I wasn't even alive. No, I wasn't even alive when we take it from Elizabeth Regina. But I want to tell you this. I look at the nostalgia of the pictures. That looked like the good old days, man, when all we had to do was go get sponge and sellfish on the dock. I think that was perfect. And then we gave it to the Negroes to run and something happened. Something happened. And I just want to make sure we don't need to invite Elizabeth Regina to come back and, you know, make it neat again. Hi, I watched British Parliament yesterday and it appears they all have divine immunity from COVID-19. No social distancing or no masks. You could see that right here in our Parliament. You never see that the Prime Minister and the leader of government business never put masks on in Parliament or never put it on until someone beckons to them. And then the Prime Minister turns around and puts his finger in his mouth after he's been standing up and touching table and all kind of things. And he's a medical doctor, just so you know. Just so you know. This year says, hi, Levin, would you categorize Dr. Minister as a medical emergency? Great show. I don't know. I don't know. I am not really sure how you do the maths. You all have to help me with this stuff because I don't know. But, you know, I surmise that if the man says, because I don't like to believe, two things I don't like. I don't like to ever believe that if someone say God tell them, God didn't tell them. Because, you know, I can't tell when you talk to God. I don't know when he's talked to you. So if you say God say, I hear you. I'm not going to tell you God ain't say, right? You're never, ever, ever going to get that from me. The second thing is, if somebody tells me something about their health, I don't care how healthy they look, how healthy they sound, right? I am not going to question their health. Because only you know how you feel. You remember when Barbara Hannah said she was sick and having anxiety and fainting and all that stuff? And I believe her. Even when they catch you in the airport, I still believe her. Because if the woman says she's sick, I believe her. So right now, if I said to you all right now, boy, my throat is hurting me so bad. You're probably sitting there saying, this idiot on the radio talking dead loud. He choked, can't be hurting him. But how do you prove it? Right? So if the man says he's sick, I accept that. I accept that he's too sick to go for an additional 2 weeks on the campaign trail. I just can't imagine what would make me come off the campaign trail after 6 or 7 months of campaigning. And then I want to know what makes Mr. Ferguson chap, what makes him the reasonable alternative? Like, how are we just pushing people into these rural communities because we anticipate that the people don't have the mental capacity to decide whether or not they believe that a candidate has what it takes to represent them in a way that they can actually appreciate? Or do we believe that these people are sheeple? And if you send, I don't know, Brangy in an F&M t-shirt, that the people will consider Brangy because Brangy comes in the name of the F&M. What exactly are these people's claim to fame? How did they become even recognizable enough to be considered? I think this is how we end up with the Pakeisha Parkers, right? Like, and of course, she's been in media for a million years, right? So she is a face that people recognize and a voice that people know. I get that. Outside of that, though, like, what else has it been? What are the things that they fought for? What are the things that they've actually contributed to? What are the things that keeps them awake at night? What are the things that gets their brains going, right? Is that what we look for when we look for representation? Or is it just the color of the t-shirt? Let me also say that my previous statement was in no way an endorsement of the chairman of the Torchbearers Association. He knows that. They know that. The world knows it. The man on the moon that fishes from the moon knows it. But I just wondered, if we were going to put a torchbearer, why not the most pronounced torchbearer among them, right? Anyway, that's my music. I'm going to another break. Don't move. It's Levin Miller. I'm Unleashed on your radio. We'll be back right after this.
It is never easy to witness nature's wrath. One single name path of destruction over the course of a few hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, can change your life forever. When a hurricane strikes, be prepared. Let the insurance professionals at J.S. Johnson protect you, your property, and the ones you love. Be prepared. Visit the insurance experts at jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Hello, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I was born and raised in Centerville, in the heart of the valley, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm a proud Bahamian. I've been fortunate to represent the great people of Elizabeth for the last 5 years. It has always been my dream to serve my country, and I have been involved in the political process on the front line since 2009. I am very, very proud of the support of my family, who have been with me from the beginning and who are still with me to this day. In particular, my wife, Larika, and all of my children. And actually, there's quite a few of them. I'm actually a cardiovascular surgeon. What that means is I take on the sickest people with the biggest problems every day. And so for me, the political process to deal with the challenges facing our country is pretty much par for the course. It's what I do every day. I am happy to be a part of the great team of the Free National Movement under the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis. We are indeed Elizabeth Strong.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. It's Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You cannot call my text line. That makes no sense. You can text me, though, right? And people actually do call the text line. Like, let me see if I can let you hear it vibrating. That is somebody calling the text line, right? Just so you know, I'm not making it up. And they've called twice already. Calling me on this phone will make no sense. I will never, ever, 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 ever pick it up. But you could text me, like everybody else is doing on the text line, okay? This year says, Miller, use the PLPA. Both the PLP and FNM not making any sense. If the PLP win, it will not make a difference. I'm not a PLP. Everybody knows that I am a professed and proclaimed I for Tanya FNM. Everybody know that I, in 2002, found political identity with the greatest campaign to date that I have ever witnessed. I mean, I still don't know how Tanya lost, right? I didn't know many things in 2002. What I did know was that I was FNM, that I was in South Beach, and that I was for Tanya. I didn't know nothing else. As a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, I see all these long slogans by the FNM, and I say to myself, I don't know. The more words they add to the slogan, the worse they get. I feel like the FNM was so much better when their slogan was, we deliver. You can't mess that up. The FNM, we deliver. And you actually could have looked around and said, boy, they're delivering, you know. The one before that, proven leadership. Huh? And now they got this long one. It's about your future. The other one before that, a matter of trust. I say, man, they was good slogans. It's about your future. I pay for life and medical insurance because that takes care of my future. The FNM, not so much, right? But now they got the long one, and I like that. See how Tanya had that good punchy, I is FNM, I in South Beach, I don't matter what happened, I for Tanya. And that was such a wonderful campaign. So you could be rest assured that I am here toting water for nobody, just so you know. But if you'd like to put an ad on my show, right, it doesn't matter. PLB, FNM, DNA, BDM. What is the name of Ali McIntosh's party? BCP. Feel free to give Janet Lees a call, right? 302-2300. And let her tell you how you could be unleashed with Levin Miller every weekday at 11. From 11 to 12, I promise you, it's all straight talk with no chaser. All right, this one here says, good morning, Levin. What is this? Good morning, Levin. Friday was a dynamic and powerful show. A former RBDF Marine is the best interviewer for interviewing military personnel. Thank you. I appreciate that. This one here says, oh, bravo, Zulu. That is the end of the message. Thank you. This one here says, I don't know what that says. This one here says, Father, release your ministering angels to locate Mr. Miller, administer to his heart, give him strength, give him peace for the journey ahead in Jesus' name. I feel the power. I feel the power coming already. Have you ever been to a police event, Arlington, when the chaplain of the police makes his prayer? I love him. He says, Lord, send your power down in Jesus' name. Amen. And well, I guess if whatever your problem was ain't fixed, you don't have no faith because the chaplain didn't ask God to send the power down. Boom, we can move on. This one here says, every future needs a foundation. This one says, Brother Miller, The Queen of England needs to rescue the Bahamas from the Negroes for 12 to 24 months to set us in order again. There are too many financial and social abuse from Grand Bahama. Levin, please stop stoning Mrs. Parker. Be like Jesus, who said he without sin cast the first stone. So leadership, her boss, the leader, the competent authority, most honorable is to blame. Well, then what she should do is go hide in one corner and not try to defend nonsense, right? If we was in the hood, I would tell you, you can't sugarcoat. You see? Yeah. So when your boss do stupid things, you hide. You know? So when you go to sea, there's a story, right? There was a story about a former lieutenant or sub-lieutenant that ran aground. These are BDF stories. These are the only ones I have. And they were heading into Hibernski. If you ever go into Hibernski, they were aboard the Inagua. So if you were on the force, you know the story. And I understand that a naval hand on board the vessel told him, sir, if we're going into Hibernski, we have to go east first and then come around to get into Hibernski Marina. If you've ever been to Hibernski, you would know that all ahead of Hibernski is low water, right? And so the sub-lieutenant looks at him and tells him, get away, nanny goat. I am a sub-lieutenant, a British officer, a Royal Navy-trained officer. Get away from around here. Do you know how much treacherous seas I've navigated? Shoo away. The able hand, of course, never been to Dartmouth. It's actually just a regular enlisted boy, probably from S.C. McPherson or A.F. Hadley, one of them, I don't recall. And so he looks, he says, boy, right about here, we should be running aground. So he says to himself, well, I'm going to go sit down and put my back against the superstructure. For those of you that don't know, that's the largest part of the ship that you could see, the erected piece. He said, because I imagine that in a short bit, everything in here should be tumbling down. So he looks over the left-hand side of the port side of the vessel and he sees clouds, right? And when you see cloud in the water, you know we in problems. About 45 seconds later, the boat comes to a complete halt. Luckily for them, this is Hibernski, so this is all sand. He says, boy, well, sir, I never been to Dartmouth. And they ain't trained me in navigation. But this look like we aground, and I learned that in basic training. So when you boss stupid, you hide, you don't defend it. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller, you're on. Caller,
Levin.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
How are you?
I feel good.
Now, when a medical doctor, do his first name change to doctor?
No, but people call him doctor because of the effort and energy that he's put into becoming a doctor.
Okay, I said my name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I'm like, okay, now, I'm a medical Jewish doctor. You don't know the doctor, and they tell you.
In all defense, right? In Dwayne Sands' defense, and I know people say I defend him often. I have a friend of mine that says in order to be credible, you have to always put your biases out publicly. So let me use this disclaimer time now to say I like Dwayne Sands. Full stop. We don't have to talk about that.
I go up for this.
Hold on. Robert, I got you. You with me. All right. So let me say this. I've seen people with far less qualification, right? Have you ever met people that has introduced themselves as Prophet Roll or as Bishop Johnson?
Because that's just a nigga in us.
And they ain't been to no school for none of that.
That's like a Mayor Bloomberg.
Okay.
He worked $60 billion with a B.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Angela Merkel.
Mm-hmm.
He has two PhDs.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Chancellor. That's it.
Okay.
But because a nigga with Reverend Doctor, all these most honorable titles, but we, I don't know. It is our story and all. Let's go. Now, it's a perfect storm for our beleaguered mm-hmm. Dr. Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the campaign, you know what remember, when you were in class, where do you sit? In the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is time when you can almost get through. You know the campaign, you know the mock down rally and energize us
mm-hmm.
and talk and, you know, use his brain without a speech,
mm-hmm.
without a script. So, that's why I think that's why he put it off. Either that or the effort that we get ready to do a school attack on him.
Mm-hmm.
So he cut them off. He cut them down first.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way under the sun with this Macron election rally and Sally and these brilliant and chilling and virus spreading. Do you realize what happened after September 6th?
I do, Robert, and I hope everybody else is ready for it. So try your best to stay as safe as you can. Ali, let's go out with that for me, please. Try your best to stay out as try your best to stay as safe as you can. Do all that you can to protect yourself. If you are employed, I invite you to go get medical insurance, the good kind that is get your hair lifted, because you're going to need that. And wash your hand, wear your mask, and don't go around your Grammy them, because Grammy them can't take it. Tedder can't take it either. So you let Tedder and Grammy them stay together, and then, you know, you are a young man, you could go to war. You go there and fight the virus, all right? This text right here says, Mr. Miller, there are young men and women listening to you, and many of them know qualified women who are just not in Parliament. You need to correct your error. I didn't make any error. I said she was the human embodiment of Bahamian skepticism about women in our executive tapestry. There's no error there. We don't elect women. Go check the record. Anyway, I'm out of time. Just in case the Negroes don't get it right, I just want Her Majesty to know that I'm practicing. God save the Queen.